Broadcasting Network.
War and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now.
Just you and me. Hello, everyone. This is the third live hour of Parker Pathways on April 9th, 2017. It's on Republic RBN. Yes, indeed. RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. You should write that down on a piece of paper and put it, stick it up on your refrigerator in Parker Pathways, 10 to 1 Central Time. And because a lot of times we get in this spot, I've been leading up what we got to cover, and I've got to cover a lot of things related to what we opened up with. Very quickly, the Obama administration stole billions of dollars from Freddie Mae and Mac to support Obamacare under an executive order. What do you think of that? Do you like that idea? Stealing $53 billion by the government to support Obamacare and put it through? Nobody knows where the money is located. I've given you a clue in the first hour where some of it is. We have Cindy from Texas. Hello, Cindy. Thank you very much for calling Parker Pathways.
Dr. Parker, I didn't know there was some money that was sent overseas right before Obama left office that could be part of it. I have a poem that I've written, and it was inspired by the Kerrville Folk Festival sign in the restroom. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. Google knows every time you flush to add to your carbon footprint with a rush. So don't flush unless you need to, because water use is what they heed to. If you exceed your water ration, they must close your station in life. If you go over your allotted amount, you must die and close your account. If you are burnt or melted and not embalmed, it's pure profit from then on. They harvest your precious liquids, organs, and minerals, and put them in the system to feed and pay the criminals. So, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
That is.
I don't want to take any more of your time.
Listen,
I just want to read that.
Listen, Cindy, my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and I am going to give you world credit for that poem. That is genius. You have called it, you have nailed it, and I bless you. That is brilliant. I can't stand it. It's so good. Thank you, Cindy.
It tells the story.
Send that to me, and I will put your name in gold on that. That goes in. That goes into the book. I'm going to dedicate one page to you today with that poem, and that's all going to be on that page. And I'm going to make it. Oh, God. I can't believe it. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Absolutely. Have a good day. And I'll
you too.
Be quiet with now. Okay, bye-bye.
The thing is that the... God, that's brilliant. I can't stand it. It's so good. God, I love genius. Jesus. God Almighty. That's what the world's made of. The thing is, you know, there's a... The Supreme Court's going to get a case coming aboard in their docket. It's going to happen in October. And it's a case that to weigh the corporation's liabilities in human rights violations abroad. Now, remember what I taught you in the first and part of the second hour about the change in the shareholders' portfolio brief in the abstract of the specs, in the fact to follow the United Nations. But the Supreme Court is going to consider whether corporations may be sued in the United States courts for complicity in human rights violations abroad. Now, at issue is the 1789 Alien Tort Statute, which was revived by these human rights activists as a way to seek compensation for actually atrocities committed overseas. Now, the federal courts have considered the issue, have said that law allows suits against corporations as well as individuals, okay? So, in other words, the United States Court of Appeals, that would be in the second court in New York, threw the case out and filed by those who allege that the policies of an Arab bank foster terrorism. Now, this gets close to the Frank from North Carolina question. If the Schumers of the world and other people, the Hillary Clintons of the world and all, you know, the social communists, they have put out an amicus curiae on these in terms of thing. If Schumer had been a Democrat, you know, the thing, well, the Republicans are at fault for the nuclear procedural call on the Supreme Court Associate Justice, and that no, it was the Democrats that did it. It was Harry Reid in Nevada sitting in his place on the future highway that was trying to manipulate to be used by China to mine gold on the ranch that of those farmers that they were trying to kill. You know. Guess who supported that? This Arab bank. So, the idea is that the victims of attacks in Israel and Palestine are said that a New York branch of the bank distributed millions of dollars to the terrorists and to their families over a 10-year period. Now, from the brief that I've read, and that's true, in other words, what the Supreme Court is going to address that corporate liability issue. So in a 20-year 2013 decision involving a petroleum company, the court said that the case could be decided on other grounds. Now the allegations in that case were not a close enough connection to the United States. So the current case is different because you have approximately 6,000 people who are injured or survivors of those killed in attacks, which occurred by 1995 in January to July 2005 from the banks and Arabs. So in the aspect of U.S. dollars, as a preferred currency among terrorists, and so that's another reason why we're not going to have paper money. But the alleged that the Jordanian banks served as paymasters for Hamas, and the Alien Tort Statute passed by the First Congress is ambiguous, according to the federal court. So the bank has earned the justice not to accept the case. So there's a... So the Supreme Court will develop a reading on the corporate liability and of corporations in the United States that have a nexus to be litigated in the United States courts. And it involves foreign plaintiffs suing the foreign defendants for injuries occurred on foreign soil as part of the conflict between the foreign parties and making the corporations in their prospectus pay for what an Arab bank and a Jordanian bank paid to keep the terrorists and their families in financial help. Now, you think about that for a moment. Just think about that for a moment. Now, you have things that are happening about water. Why, the process is going into the United Nations view. Do you drink bottled water or tap water? They're saying water chlorination is very impressive. They don't tell you about the 119 carcinogenic agents in there, trihalomethanes, the 16 carbonates that can affect your thymus, the 2 contaminants that change your pancreas for the increase of pancreatic cancer. What's going to be in the death panel is that an average person's intake comes from food of water, so that's the individuals will be charged on their death panel metrics 100% for water. You're not allowed to call milk white because of the radical thing to say it's racist, but I'm going to say that fat-free white milk and cantaloupe and strawberries, cabbage and celery, spinach and pickles and squashes have about 90% water. That'll be charged on your death penalty. Fruit juice, yogurt, and apples will have a different grade on pineapple and broccoli, 80% water, charged against your death penalty. Bananas and avocados and cottage cheese and ricotta cheese, particularly, and shrimp will have a 70 to 79% charge of water against your death penalty. Pasta and legumes, and particularly salmon, and ice cream and chicken breasts will have a 60% charge of water, which is in those foods, against your death penalty. Your ground beef and hot dogs, feta cheese and tenderloin steak will have 50% water content charged against the death penalty. Pizza, 40 to 49% water is in pizza that will be charged against your death penalty. Cheddar cheese and bagels and bread. And here we get into bread, is that if you have bread that has white flour, according to the snowflakes and radical UN people and the people in Congress, you are a racist. You get 1 point water concentration against your death penalty of 30% on cheddar cheese and the bread against the death penalty, which has water. The butter and margarine runs, it's a range of 10 to 19%. So, of water in butter and margarine and raisins. And walnuts, 1 to 9%. Oils and sugar are not counted in the water matrix because of the fact of it. So the World Health Organization will have corporations having to give up in their prospectus the idea that the sugar content of free sugars will be limited to 50 grams a day, but they want to reduce it to 25 grams. So the pure red grape juice will have 41 grams. Coca-Cola will be fined on the global scale on global contracts at 26%. That's the 26, but it'll be over 160 grams. So you have a freshly squeezed orange juice, so I have 24 grams of sugar. milk, 12 grams of sugar, which is natural, comes from nature, from a cow, which the United Nations wants to not have. They want cows, they want milk made without cows. So then you have tea with two sugars is 8 grams. Beer is 7 grams of sugar. And the wine people on the dry Chardonnay, 1 gram. So the United Nations wishes to control that part of it. The idea of milk will be competed out that breast milk cannot be a part of the present graduate university students who graduate, who are part of the snowflake and United Nations brainwash. All mammals make milk, but only humans drink it as adults. That'll be the phrase. So, which is true. But the whole point is to put racism in the breast milk and the concept of development of how the benefit being questioned is dubious. If you, when a baby, you got a baby and it's breastfeeding, that baby is getting Clostridium. It has high gamma proteins that are necessary for the antibody immune system to develop. A breast milk is absolutely essential for life. Female, this is one of the things that bothers me about people that evaluate females. You know, they look at the other end of the female. They don't understand. They don't understand motherhood. They don't understand how the physiology of the body works. They don't understand even conception. There are people here in the United States who are supposed to be enlightened in terms of they don't understand how they conceive. They don't understand the process of why the putting sterilants in the drinking water to destroy sperm tails would influence the genetic code in terms of the brain development for such things as autism, as an example. And that was my first reference that I had 10 years ago to the public. It was the only one of the 14,000 references I have on human experimentation of chloramine in the drinking water. That was before the tetrahydrocannabinols were also into the water, which was changing the pituitary gland. That was before the process of the HIV survival viruses. That was before the neoviruses for obesity in the water. That was before they didn't want the public to know about that. That's when chloramine causes health damage on the homepage of RBN. You see what's happening? By putting racism into the system, you are now affecting things like soy milk. If cow milk isn't necessarily all that healthy, you want what your substitute soy milk is going to be put in because to control the United Nations development for sugar. And that's going to be in the protocol for the corporation syllabus for sake of, you know, for shareholders. That's another thing that's a personal thing of mine is that the United Nations putting out the sustainability development, calling it stakeholders. Like, you know, you're some kind of special person that is part of the elite system. Stakeholders is an elite term. It should be banned from the American lexicon, in my opinion. And this is you have and the idea of coffee being controlled by the British standard. The idea that coffee controlled by the United Nations to me is a boring, and I will be on the cause of the water content of the coffee and get it out of the United Nations concept as soon as I can. It affects 1.6 million people that want to drink tea. So in other words, you have, you know, the development of the how it affects your blood system in such a way that it affects your calcium base. You take coconut water. To drink coconut water, the idea at hydrating is saying, well, coconut water is cheaper. It's a cheaper beverage water. So there's the idea of having the concept of how it affects the body is questionable. I'll tell you after the break what beet juice the United Nations wants to control. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Just before the break, analyzing control of what you should drink, you know, the beet juice is very big right now. The idea, of course, too much nitrate, you can be linked to increased risk of stomach cancer. And in fact, the increased nitrogen base in the water from soil that has been increased with carcinogenic agents and has not been infected by ultraviolet light can cause stomach cancer directly, and that has been totally nailed down. One of the things that I wanted to mention, Saudi Arabia is going into the business of mining lithium. And instead of selling oil as their major product, because lithium is used in computers. And the idea that there's going to be lithium within the water and the foods that is coming in, but the idea of if you have a depleted mineral, you're going to get into, the B6 vitamin can be helpful for depression, taking about 3 times a day for a month. But the main thing is that you need to correct the zinc deficiency in order for the vitamin B6 to be supplemented, because what the nitrogen is doing is taking other minerals out of the cells. If you have increase of lithium within the water system, which will be made for the computers, you need to test for zinc, for alkaline phosphatase. And B6 is a pyridoxal 5-phosphate. So, in other words, it's going to attach to the metal toxins and not act as you would think as a chelator, but can affect the brain in a good way to overcome these changes of corporate portfolios in terms of what you eat and drink. So, little tidbits. I was taken by Ivanka Trump's leaving the Trump organization, and her goal is to empower females. And as her goal, she's leaving the Trump organization to work in the private sector, probably with her own organization promoting, her jewelry and dress code. Nothing wrong with that. But it's, the only reason I'm bringing this, I'm thinking to empower women in terms of this. You know, the basis for drinking, for instance, the various foods, or to have the kinds of foods that are involved for hydration, is controlled by women. Women control the purchase of clothes, food. Women do much of the purchasing in the culture. And a lot of women out there are very smart about how they're shopping and how they're working, within the system. And of course, there's the pay inequality stories that you go around. But Ivanka Trump to empower women, she's very smart. I recognize it totally. She's totally smart. And whatever she's doing, I'm not getting. I'm not worried about Ivanka Trump. It's the way the United Nations uses the words of what she can say. I find it to empower females. And I think, so the world will go to hell if there isn't any empowerment of women. The estimation of, according to the United Nations, so then, the estimate on bank failures are supposed to be in 4 months, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that the Dodd-Frank reform legislation should be changed, rolled back. The biggest banks need bigger capitalization, about 10% of that tangible asset, versus, what's going on. I think it's around 5%, 5.5% currently. And the stress testing and the comprehensive capital analysis Title II should be abolished. Banks could survive a little longer. We'll see you at the other end of the break, in my opinion. 800-213-9444.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Burger Pathways. I just want to make a, because of time, I can't go into what I wanted to do today about live stem cell research can now be done in the United States. Congress, before they went on vacation for 2 weeks, God, I haven't had vacation of 1 day, maybe 2 days in 11 years. I wonder what that feels like. You know, I'm very pleased to be a small part of having Congress change the law to have live cell research done, stem cells in the United States. That means a Portugal medical team will still be intact. But I want to pass it on to you, and I have a lot to say about that. And it'll have to be on another program. One of the things that you know, been asked on my on my bio, what is a knowledge data engineer? And of course, knowledge engineers have been a standard industrial code in the government when I first started, in terms of collecting your knowledge. And of course, I'm at freelance right now of knowledge, based on knowledges. And knowledge really, in my opinion, underlines the human progress. What it's worth to you, distinguishing the fact from opinion and belief, is really very difficult to do. But knowing something is far more satisfying in a more complex state than merely, you know, merely believing it. There's an experiment by supposed to by U.S. philosopher Edmund Gettier, and he put forth a couple of devastating counterexamples. He wrote in his called The Gettier Problem. That was really printed around 1963. And is that someone glancing at a clock that says 12 at midday. So the catch is that that is usually reliable. Is that reliable if the clock is broken? And you can show the right time only by chance. Now, if you a clock watcher believe it's midday, but the belief happens to be true, then that stop clock provides that justification in that paradox. So the idea of distinguishing the fact and opinion, in my case, of course, I was schooled out and asked by Uncle Sam years ago in terms of knowledge engineering, is how some of the things that we talk about, even on Parker Pathways, the distinction, for instance, with the molecular structure of DNA in the water molecule, the ability, for instance, the human progress, and how that affects the formation of the truth of what we really don't know. You can, of course, that's going to be the life-saving process of even medicine and space travel on its own. You can have various forms of knowledge. You can have inferential knowledge that we get from raw inputs from areas, and you can have inner space knowledge, such as pain and hunger. You can have testimonial knowledge acquired from other people and media. You can have perceptual knowledge, direct inferences of our senses. But I always was taught by some Tibetan Buddhists who used to taught me several things, I think, but they had a statement, you know, don't step on a worm because that might be you in the next cycle. There's a lot of truth to that. I always remembered that. I learned that when I was very young and from the Buddhists, and particularly the Tibetan monks before China corrupted them. But the nematode worm, Senior Habitatus egelgans, has most of the genetic code that humans have. It has the smallest brain we know. A lot of brain research is done from that worm, and it maximizes its information about its environment, so its chances can stay alive and produce. It's called the C. elegans. You'll see that in write-ups. Knowledge in response to food and sex are part of the survival system. And the idea of how we first come to the knowledge always is elusive. And in other words, you may know the code from that worm and plus for the human beings, but the knowledge base is not is not controlled in such a way. So you're always trying to engineer different forms of enlightenment. In other words, the the phrase nullius in verba. It takes nobody word for it, you know. And so you have the idea of enlightenment is very important for knowledge. The idea for science, of course, is nullius in verba in terms of the fact of being able to have the skeptical look at knowledge as revealed knowledge. In other words, if science knowledge feels that's intuitively good for you, then you can absorb beliefs from your cultural environment. And I think that's very important in the knowledge base. Another position about the knowledge engineering is the fact that Homo sapiens are really memory. If you were to have anything to remember, you'd be the wise man. But the idea, the question that comes with knowledge engineering is if wisdom will survive us. In other words, you take the anti-Kyocera mechanism. And that's a computer that was salvaged off a shipwreck off the southern coast of Greece. And when they deciphered the Egyptian hieroglyphics, thanks to the Rosetta Stones, they realized that the person had created a fully structured mechanism as a clock, which took in the skies, but also took in the numerology, cosmology of myths of how we were created. The clock had been created 3,200 years before Christ. It was perfectly set, and it was made by metal, of which was not part of the metal system at that time. And the idea of surviving, the knowledge surviving, is really more what I'm about, because when language dies out, we're going to lose our system of reasoning that language contained. So the idea of having a cultural constraint on one's own knowledge, there's no objective starting point, so you're always having to re-engineer the word system with the mathematics of the algorithm. And that's just why I'm working on the idea of knowledge in the DNA and fluid. So the idea of knowing what is true is part of the knowledge base, in my opinion. I do a lot of writing about that, and I have more to do. Stephen Solomon of Brown University is a co-author of The Knowledge Illusion, Why We Never Think Alone. And it's very important. You know, I took that up from when I learned that the Egyptians were communicating with each other across the globe by mind power. And we saw that in Paranormal Experiments, University of California, Davis, with Dr. Pelletier. That affected me very much, because I felt that knowledge base, where if you were skeptical, you wouldn't really be convinced by a conspiracy, a theory. But you have certain formations of falsehoods in economics and account shapes and gas molecules and the volume of gas theories, for instance, and the process of what's going on with fluids is an incalculable situation. And that's part of the knowledge base as well. And the idea, I have a lot of faith in animals in terms of what they give off. In terms of their knowledge base, would it be good for humans? I like to work it the other way around. I learned that by watching animals in zoos. When I was, in tailing on a medical school, didn't have much money. I saw movies at the Saturday matinees because they were 25 or 30 cents. That was the entertainment. But also going to the zoo was very important. I watched animals for a long time And I learned about abstract knowledge, the ability to abstract properties such as weight and force, and how animals used that principles of physics to train themselves. And if you, a good example of a written event that was observed is the famous case of the Inky, the octopus, which was at the National Aquarium of New Zealand. And this only happened last year, by the way. But it's an eight-legged runner kind of octopus, and he made his way out of the aquarium building through a drain pipe that he must have known about and watched the whole time when there was a breakage from one of the pipes in one of his aquarium tanks. The point was that if you determine the mathematics of how that would have happened, the pipe was not visible, and it was a drain pipe that he had to sense in order to find it. It was 30 feet away, and it led to the sea. And I think that's the key point. It's not the pipe, it's the sea. In other words, it's the intuitive process of the brain to know where they have once come. And you can see this in particularly with behavior in apes, how they develop their knowledge to have an actual linguistic symbol of which they are able to transmit the knowledge that they have been able to solve in an unknown problem. So the idea of how much you can know is, in my opinion, as knowledge engineering is in computational power. In other words, the idea of creating a molecule, which is part of my skill, a skill set of computational chemistry in design in the computer of molecules. And many of these molecules I've patented in medicine are used today. I'm dealing in the mystery of what I call, Richard Feynman used to call the mystery of the common world. The quantum world is in probability as a building blocks of reality, really. And so what you're doing is you're changing the way, if this statement is false, you'd say, and the human thought is always contradictory. You know, like I say, like you hate someone yet you love them, or you have the small yet the the form of digestion, which in a large jumbo shrimp has been studied extensively, where the shrimp used forms of knowledge language for the mind and language as a contradiction because they have an electromagnetic language. So this has been taken up to create microscopes and computers with that one piece of information as another form of reality. So you have in the knowledge base that that I deal with, is which is probably one of the reasons I was selected to be part of a modest major group on the Brain Project. There's five nations involved. The human brain has got about 100, it's estimated about 100 billion neurons that are connected by 100 trillion synapses, as it's known right now. And a lot of the work was done at the Salk Institute to figure that out. That's in San Diego, California. And it measured the information storage capacity is in petabytes. In other words, these are millions of gigabytes in the brain. And it has more neural connections than the Hadron Collider or the CERN particle smasher that's in Geneva, Switzerland. In other words, the brain pumps out about 30 petabytes data, similar to these colliders, but it exceeds that by a trillion petabytes. That is more information that is in the full force of the cosmic, and that's been measured. So the idea of an instrument creating more knowledge than a person can know can be assimilated out in a fighter jet. And that's part of what Uncle Sam really doesn't want you to really know either. And then, of course, knowledge is the base that I deal with in data that have who we are, which is an endless cosmic self, is that we're constantly deluded, really, by the phenomenal self of the soul. And that's part of the knowledge engineering. And I wanted to answer that question to the audience. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
This is Parker Pathways. We only have a few minutes left in the program, and it's Paula from Maryland. Thank you for calling, Paula.
Hi there. I'm going to run right through these questions, and you take as long as you like to answer them. Okay, first question is, I hear you discussing a little bit of cashless society, and you're not the only one that discusses that. Do you have an opinion as to whether very light playing of the lottery addresses the cashless society at all, because the lottery is a cash-only business. That's question number one. And then I have another question that I can give it to you now, or wait till you answer the first one.
Well, I've only got 3 minutes left in my program, but I'll tell you one thing. That is a very good question. A lot of people live by the lottery, and there's nothing wrong with that. You have to work your odds. But the idea of the lottery being a algorithm, of which if you have a Bitcoin, in other words, if you have a digit that's part of a sign to your number, that'll probably be the way that goes. In Las Vegas, they've already instituted that. They have the new Las Vegas casino machines and other forms are all algorithmic. There's no money exchange, and it's placed on an account which is at the window when you check out of the hotel, or if you want to get the money now, you know, that type of thing. You have to have it assigned to a special number. And, of course, that's all reportable to the IRS. And, by the way, on tax forms today, there is a special code which the IRS gives you for your future algorithmic money. It's on the right-hand side of the first page. Yeah, they're already into it. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Are you ready for the next one?
Go ahead.
Okay. A lot of families opt to have home internet access, and I happen to feel like internet access is very overpriced. But my question is, do you think that the reason that the cost for internet does not go down is because those that have home access choose to do their banking at home over the internet, and their service provider knows exactly how much they have in their account and figures, yes, of course, you can afford $70, $60, $80, $90 a month for internet access or for your bundle because I know exactly how much you have in your banking account. I wonder whether or not if, you know, families had stopped using home internet banking would make everybody's internet access prices go down if they stopped snooping around and finding out how much they had in their bank account.
Yeah, I agree with you. No, I think I agree with you. In fact, it's so insidious at this point that I call it insidious. The new computer system is no longer really a computer system. It's a Sigma system of which there are a lot of digits where they have coded it to encode your conversation. They know your banking account already. You're absolutely right. And, something needs to be done about that.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Nice talking to you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Paula, for calling. I want to thank the audience, and I want to thank the producer for have the show today. And I want to thank the station and support the RBN station and what we're trying to do. And Barker Pathways is on 10 to 1 Central Time in the United States of America. And I want to thank the people with their heart and love that make this show possible. And God bless everybody. And we'll see you next week. Does that make me crazy? Probably. And all that you have in the time of your life.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you